Have you ever thought you were going to be the hero to the kids, be the fun parent, and then gotten yourself or nearly gotten yourself in trouble? This story starts because of a video that went viral of some folks that were having a good time getting in debt, staying wet. Oh, no, that's not right.
They were
getting wet, staying in debt.
Staying in debt, getting wet.
They were in debt to be wet. Oh, yeah. They almost drowned. That's what they did.
Let debt make you wet.
Let debt make you wet.
They were
letting
debt make them wet.
Oh, that's what I said, Kelly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they were out in the boat, and there were some waves, so.
Looks like they were going through a channel, maybe out to a larger body of water.
One that is, according to an article, notoriously dangerous.
It's pretty choppy.
It's very choppy.
It's very choppy. It is not a huge boat, but it seems like there are too many people on the boat.
Particularly in the front. I don't know. I don't know anything about boater safety.
I
don't want water in the boat.
No. I mean, there's not a lot of weight.
This dad didn't seem to care.
Yeah, so. Oh, boy.
Oh. They're chugging along, man.
Yeah, they're. I think they're going a little too fast.
Yeah, like he's trying to get out of there. Well, so I mean, it is wavy boats. So they know what they're doing.
So now every wave they hit, the front of the boat is splashing heavily in the water, and the kids are laughing.
They're taking on water.
Fun, but also each time they take on, like Howing said, a little bit of water, which then puts a little more weight in the front of the boat, and they are not correcting it.
Oh, boy.
He's really digging it now. Now they're going under. Now they're about to sink.
So now the guy piloting the vessel realizes this is a problem.
He made a terrible mistake.
He starts grabbing the kids and like throwing them in the back of the boat.
I think you can just put it in reverse and back out of the water.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Or just flip it over. Dump all the water out.
I think I might try at that point.
Nothing else is going to work.
Yeah. Nope. Yeah.
Scream.
Like, I mean, the kids have disappeared.
Yeah, that's terrifying.
They are underwater.
I'm like, only assuming everyone was okay because this seems like a place where there's a lot of people around.
There's another video where you get to watch the Coast Guard rescue these idiots.
Yeah, isn't that what a bilge pump is for? I don't know anything about boats. Don't they have like pumps for that? Like when water gets in to like get it back out?
Yeah, I don't think it would work that quick though.
I don't think it works when the boat's underwater.
I mean, you know, I don't know how that works.
It's just going out and coming right back in.
Get it back up. Oh, you fool. Rookie mistake.
Now, the dad is smiling. It's helping getting the weight in the back of the boat. That's smart.
It is. Yeah, it's evening it out a little bit.
One lady's still holding her beer.
Oh, not anymore.
Oh, no. Coast Guard's coming. No beer in here.
Yeah, no, that'll make all the difference. I'm sure it had nothing to do with that.
I'm sure they had enough life vests that they weren't fined $1 trillion.
She probably dumped it
so she could start bailing.
Yeah, she's going to use that little can.
Someone actually does. You'll see him with a cup.
Save the cooler.
No, get that cooler out of here. That thing's filled with beer.
Boy, that boat's riding a bit low in the water.
It is.
It's getting lower.
It's turned into a duck boat.
Yep, it is.
Oh, yeah, there's the one with the cup. Just going for it. Everybody else.
At least it's a kid. I give him credit for trying.
Yeah, he's doing something at least.
He's the only one with a lick of sense on this boat.
Yeah, this is a big bunch of dummies right here. Man, it is choppy up against this seawall that they're near.
Oh, it's tipping to the side now.
Yep. Now it's listing a little bit.
Now they got the,
good time to put on the life vest. Is once the boat is obviously sinking.
Well, I mean, better than after it already has sunk.
Yeah. I'm guessing it was given to them by the Coast Guard people.
I think you're right. Yeah. All right, so listeners checking in. This one, Christine writes, I hosted my daughter's 13th birthday party sleepover with a whole bunch of girls. We thought it'd be fun to stage something to scare them. Scare them outside the house. They were inside all holed up on the couch. My then boyfriend placed a ladder outside of our slider on our upstairs bedroom to be able to reach outside without coming downstairs.
Okay.
We turned the shower on to make them think he was in the shower. He then went outside and started scratching on the windows and coming around to the front door, jiggling the door handle, and then he unlocked it and came in. Before all the girls were before long, all the girls were terrified. I looked my part and looked outside and started screaming, blood-curdling. Once they realized it was him, one of the girls was really upset, and she said she wanted to go home that we took it too far. Still think it was kind of funny, but it did not work out well for all of us.
I mean, okay. You may have taken it too far, but it sounds funny to me. Probably not funny to the one who wanted to go home or any other parents or something, but...
My dad brought us to, we did a Universal Studios one summer, like a vacation with me and my two brothers who are like closest in age with me. Mm-hmm. And the very first ride when we walked in was this ship that was kind of going back and forth and back
and forth.
The pirate
ship, yeah.
Yeah, the pirate ship. And I was like, I was scared. I'd never been on a roller coaster other than what you see at county fairs. And so I didn't know where to begin. And my dad said, this is a great spot to begin. Like, I'm the cool dad. I'm going to go on this ride with the kids that want to go. And my brother Kyle was like, nope, not me. But me and Craig, blind as hell to what was just about to happen. I said, yeah, absolutely. And my dad got on there. And my dad knew that this thing went in full circles. But he didn't tell me.
It went all the way around?
That. So we started going back and forth in our little half moons. And I was like, all right, this isn't too bad. The half moon started to get a little bigger. And I was like, whoa, we're swinging even more. And then my dad was like, it's going to go all the way around. And I don't think he expected me to scream in the pitch that I hit in that moment. And my little brother matched that pitch and we burst into tears. And my dad thought for sure on that ride, we were going to be totally fine. It was going to be funny and it was going to be cool. Woo, we got off that ride sobbing for our mom, like sobbing for her.
Yeah.
I was like,
I bet.
Your poor dad.
Dad basically tortured you.
He cool-dadded himself into not having children.
Yeah.
For the day.
Howings, do either of your boys like to be scared?
No, not really. Maybe a small startle will be okay, but.
Three and a half of the six like to be scared. The problem is the half. Like, the three that love it. It does. So far, I've not seen it matter the situation. If you jump out at them and go, blah, 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 like, they don't want to be scared, like, oh, hey, sorry, so-and-so's dead, like that.
Right, yeah.
But the other one loves it maybe 60% of the time, but when they don't, it's the worst thing that ever happened.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So then I've scared one of the other kids. I don't do it very often, first of all. Mm-hmm. And then the one that doesn't love it, Oliver's like, how come you never scare me anymore? I'm like, well, do you remember the time that you thought you were, like, you literally, it ruined your night?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, yeah, yeah, that's not so good.
Yeah,
he's taken on what his older brother says. He'll look at me and go, you make a point, guy.
You make a point, guy?
He's just started calling everyone guy. Oh, my gosh. God. Look at the size of the stick, guy.
Hey, guy.
I don't know where that came from, but
I
kind of enjoy it. This one. When I was 13 years old, Dad decided to be the cool parent by buying me and two of my friends a bottle of Patron and two packs of cigarettes. Then said, you
God,
guys.
I thought you were going to say candy cigarettes, and you went all full blast.
Like the real thing.
The alcohol's bad enough, but he bought you smokes.
He then said, hey, you guys can watch Andrew Dice Clay if you want. It was shortly after the special ended that we had drank too much and smoked too much because it was all about our first time doing things and threw up all over his living room and the kitchen and the steps outside. He almost got caught when one of us called 911 because we thought we needed to go to the hospital. Damn.
God, you were 13? What a dumbass.
He told the 911 operator that the kid had food poisoning and there was nothing wrong with him and he had it taken care of. The police car that came to our house to check it out was one of my dad's friends. Holy crap.
Oh my
you
God.
Almost got taken away from your dad.
You should have been taken away
oh
from your
my
dad.
God.
Your dad's a dummy.
But how cool for you.
Yeah. How neat. God, my son is 13. I can't imagine giving him cigarettes. Like, here, you're going to love this.
Weird.
Yeah, it's a new day. Different times.
No. No, that was never a time. That was never okay.
This text. The last Halloween, we were driving with the tailgate of our Jeep open, going from house to house and letting the girls out to trick or treat. They decided to chase the Jeep, so I took off a bit fast one of the times, and my fiance fell out of the back, hit her head and butt, and had a concussion and a curved tailbone. Maybe that's voice to text and it's bruised. Still recovering, and I feel horrible to this day.
Wow.
Still recovering?
Jesus. Way to destroy her.
Halloween.
I had a bruised tailbone once from when I passed out at night and fell on the ground, and it lasted 8 or 9 months.
What? Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that stuff hurts,
like,
man.
That's why I bought that stupid donut for the airplane to sit on it. It did not help at all.
Mm-hmm.
Good thing I barely fly.
I guess I did fall on the corner of a stair. Oh, God. 15 years ago, and I do still have a dent in my butt. No, oh, it was longer than that. Much longer than that. Like a dent in the muscle. You want to feel it?
Yeah.
No.
I want to see it.
It's getting better.
Did you get a bruise when you fell on the shampoo bottle?
Mm-mm. No.
Slipped right in, huh? And somebody points out when you yell at people for listening 7 minutes late and then a correction, it's because they're listening on the app, which is about 7 minutes behind.
But there was still no need for a correction because it had already been and it had already been said.
That's not true.
It was already done.
Steve, what was the one you said about the Tesla owner earlier?
Yeah, this one, the dad.
Oh, my God.
I guess the dad is a big Tesla guy. And he wanted to test out the self-driving system that it has. Apparently, it has like a pedestrian warning system.
Okay. I'm going to put a pause on that because I do have one update on the curved tailbone.
Okay.
It was curved. Her tailbone curved inward from the impact. So many trips to the chiropractor.
Okay. I didn't know bones could.
I don't think they're supposed to.
I don't think they're supposed to. No, I mean.
All right, so back. So he's going to test the pedestrian sensor?
Yeah, he's going to test out how well the pedestrian sensing system works. Not using a dummy or anything, but using his son. So he has his son stand in the middle of the street.
Stand in the road.
This one
on road with a double yellow line.
This one is a lot. It sounds a lot worse than it really is.
I don't know. Even going slow, you're still approaching.
I don't know.
You're still approaching a human being and letting the car decide.
Wait, yeah.
I don't know. When I watched it, I wasn't like, I don't know. I wasn't shocked or appalled.
Okay, I have to see this.
Oh, man.
I've not seen this yet.
Is that because you're falling into the spell?
Yeah. Are you a Tesla apologist?
Yes,
I am. Are you becoming one of them?
A Tesla apologist?
All right, we got a 2022 Plaid. I'm going to show dumbass Dan how it works.
Is that what he calls his kid?
Yeah. I'm not sure who dumbass Dan is.
I don't know.
This is the non-beta version of autopilot.
40 miles an hour.
Okay.
And we're coming down. And
35.
Stops on its own, no feet involved. And it sees the person up ahead.
Oh, it does give a lot of room.
Yeah, like it's not. I mean, it didn't slam on the brakes and like skid around him or anything.
No.
Like he could have, I think he could have hit the brakes himself. He had enough time.
Yeah.
You're right. It wasn't as bad. In my mind, I was like.
It sounds weird saying that.
Well, he was coming up the road at 40 miles an hour, though, before it like slowed itself down. It's still pretty stupid.
Right, but there was a lot of.
I even saw the kid. It started slowing down to like 19.
He's got him standing in the middle of a road with a double yellow line on it. Like, he's still in the middle of a road, just standing there.
If there's three yellow lines.